It was a long time coming. Tuesday, for the first time ever, Vancouver FC got past the opening game in the Canadian Championship, as they defeated Salish Sea Derby rivals Pacific FC 4-2 on penalties, 1-1 in regular time, in a preliminary round clash at Starlight Stadium. Previously, Eagles fell 1-0 to York United in the 2023 preliminary round and 1-0 to Cavalry FC in the 2024 preliminary round. This time out, VFC opened the scoring in the first half before Pacific responded with a second-half equalizer. Goalkeeper Callum Irving, who was named player of the match, kept the Eagles in the game by making two key saves, which set up David Norman Jr. to score the winning goal for Vancouver in the fifth round. Lucas Browning Lagerfeldt nearly opened the scoring for Pacific in the 14th minute, as he fired a shot from long range after settling a pass from Marco Bustos, but his shot curled just past the post. Then, a few minutes later, Bustos had a great chance of his own, as he got open for a shot in the box after a nice backheel pass from Aidan Daniels, but his shot would be easily saved by Vancouver's Callum Irving. At the other end, Vancouver had their first good opportunity of the game in the 21st minute. After a great cross from Taron Campbell, Alejandro Diaz rose highest to meet it, with his goalbound header only finding itself denied by a fantastic block from Pacific's Ali Ndam. Soon after, Vancouver would find a breakthrough in the 34th minute. Following a dangerous cross into the box from Vasco Fry, Eric Layunes fouled Taron Campbell right as he met the ball, leading to a penalty. From there, Diaz stepped up to take, and he'd make no mistake with his finish, slotting the ball to the left of Pacific's goalkeeper, Max Anker, who had stepped the wrong way before Diaz's shot. On the other side of halftime, Pacific would do well to respond to going down a goal, as they injected new life into the game after making a triple substitution at halftime. They wouldn't have to wait long to find an equalizer, either, after Matthias Vales won a free kick at the edge of the box in the 50th minute, Ali Ndam stepped up to take it, sneaking a low shot through Vancouver's wall and into the bottom corner to make it 1-1. Vancouver had another great chance in the 67th minute, and it came from Diaz yet again. Continuing a strong performance, he got on the end of a perfect ball into the box from David Norman Jr., and he caught it well in the header, only finding himself denied by a flying stop from Anker. Shootout win at Van Football Club, defeat at Pacific FC CPL on penalties, with David Norman Jr. burying the final effort to secure his side's first ever TELUS hashtag canchamp result canadapick.twitter.com/oik9okpu. One Soccer, at One Soccer, May 7, 2025. Wanting to end the game before it reached penalties, Pacific almost found a 92nd-minute winner, as the ball fell to Caden Chung in the box, but he flashed his half-volley just wide of the goal. Other than that, however, there'd be no other late chances, leaving this game to go to penalties. Something that Vancouver had never done, and Pacific had done in each of their past three Canadian Championship campaigns, it marked a fittingly dramatic conclusion to a tightly contested match. Vancouver converted four of their five penalties, including the winner from David Norman Jr., whereas Pacific had two of their four stopped, with Marco Bustos and Emmanuel Montejano finding themselves denied by Irving with their respective attempts, allowing the visitors to snatch a result and move on to the next round. Vancouver have advanced to the quarterfinals of the Canadian Championship, where they'll face Cavalry FC in a two-legged aggregate series that will kick off the week of May 20, with Vancouver hosting the first leg and Cavalry the second leg. They'll be back in action on Saturday, May 17, when they host the Halifax Wanderers at Willoughby Community Park at 5 p.m.